RadioInfluence.com.
Why, Crusher, it's good to see you.
You're listening to Crush Performance with the Crusher, Jeff Crushell. Get in on the talent grid and follow him on Twitter at Jeff Crush. Now, here he is, the Crusher.
All right, everybody, and welcome to Crush Performance, your weekly source for sport performance and athletic development information. I am Jeff Crushell. The con man is behind the glass keeping us on track. And if you want to get in touch with us, do it. As the man said, crushperformance.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Jeff Crush. And if you are a Facebook person, go to our group. It's a closed group. It's called The Talent Grid. We've got some great people involved in there, some great conversations. We're just trying to hook everybody up with the world of sport performance and everything that's involved there. Well, today, a really big show and kind of timely as well. Major League Baseball is heading into the playoffs. NHL season's kicking off. We have NFL right around the corner. And, of course, fall sports are getting underway. And it's a great time to talk about injuries in sports and injury prevention. You know, I think traveling around the globe and being involved in high performance sports is a pretty special place to be. But one thing I've really appreciated is the fact that all these athletes that we're working with, whether it's inside of professional teams or inside of high-end, high-performance, national-type organizations, they're really well taken care of. They have team doctors, medical staff, educated coaches, and a lot of people around them to deal with injuries and injury prevention before they even happened. Injuries are a big part of sport, and if you look at any program, certainly in professional sport, every program is focused on injury prevention, and you'd most likely be correct to say injury prevention is priority number one. No question about it. But it also has to be priority number one in our developmental levels. We know when athletes get injured, they're less likely to continue in sport. We know when an athlete has two injuries, there's almost no chance they continue in sport. So getting athletes off on the right step is critically important. It can be something as simple as a well-structured warm-up. We've seen the power of the FIFA 11 Plus program, which is a very structured warm-up, dynamic warm-up program that is proven to reduce risk of injuries. Well, we're going to have some great discussions today. We're going to talk injury prevention with Doug Gilroy, physical therapist at Sherwood Park Sports Physiotherapy. They run a fantastic program there called the Knee Fit program, designed to help athletes at every single level avoid knee injuries before they happen. The incidence of ACL injuries is staggering, but we look at Teddy Bridgewater and what happened there. This great, fantastic young quarterback who's just starting to get into his career is going to miss an entire season now because of an ACL injury. And we know injuries are part of sport. I think the interesting part of this is the conversation around it is a lot of people didn't realize that the majority of ACL injuries are non-contact injuries. In fact, about 70% of all ACL injuries are non-contact injuries. And the majority of them can be prevented. Science has shown and studies have shown us that just through simple preparation exercises and preventative exercises and warm-up, 46 to 90% of all non-contact ACL injuries can be eliminated. We're going to have a great discussion with Doug coming up. We're also going to look south of the border. U.S. soccer has mandated that there will be no heading in the game of soccer up to the age of 10. And they put limits on heading for players 11 to 13 years of age in practice. It's a real big, bold move. It's the first of its kind in the sport of soccer. Up here in Canada, we've seen Hockey Canada and certain organizations across the country ban body checking to improve athlete safety and reduce risk of injuries. And of course, in Canada, when the body checking rules came in, there was massive pushback until people started understanding, hey, the numbers and the danger that those young brains are in the developmental ages. It's hard to ignore the science. So a move like banning body checking, when you really look at all of the information available now, it makes some sense. And not only that, they're still teaching body checking in practice and body contact in practice. It's just not happening in game. So hopefully we're going to see a reduction of injuries. The concern there was, what happens when the players get to the level of the game where there is body checking? There's a big concern that because they hadn't experienced it before, they're not going to be prepared for it. Well, if it's coached properly in practice, it doesn't necessarily need to be part of the game. The numbers coming out of organizations that have had no body checking for years show a lower incident of injuries and certainly a lower number of concussions. But one interesting side note is they're seeing an increase in the skill level involved. Kids aren't as scared to get hit, so they're playing the game a little differently, which is an interesting side note. We're going to talk with Dr. George Champas, who's the chief medical officer for U.S. Soccer. He's also a team physician for the Chicago Blackhawks and the head physician for the Chicago Marathon, about U.S. Soccer's decision to ban heading. It's a big, bold move. And later in the show, let's catch up with Crush favorite Dr. Mart Morazic. Let's check in and see what his research is showing in terms of the banning of body checking in hockey and where we're at with that. Let's also check what's on deck as the football season is about to get underway. Dr. Morazic has done a ton of work in the CFL at the varsity level and also has done some consultation with the NFL as well in football. And let's also, of course, talk hockey at the highest level and injury prevention as a whole. We also want to get his opinion on U.S. Soccer's decision to ban heading. So we got a jam-packed show coming up. But as we mentioned, injury prevention is king. So let's get with Doug Gilroy, physical therapist, founder of the Knee Fit program at Sherwood Park Sports Physio. Doug, welcome to the show.
Oh, great, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we wanted to talk to you because we know you've been part of a very, very innovative program looking at athlete health and safety and injury prevention called the Knee Fit program. And as we watch Teddy Bridgewater go down with a season-ending ACL, it stirred up quite the controversy. One, of course, you know, it really hurts the Vikings' chances. It's terrible for the athlete for sure. But inside of this whole conversation, everybody's going, holy cow, man, that was a non-contact ACL. And I thought it was pretty interesting to see that conversation come up. I don't think a lot of people realize that most ACL injuries are non-contact, Doug.
Yeah, 70% of them are non-contact. Football is another entity because we have so much contact going on in the sport. And the Tom Brady, his was contact, but we do see these non-contact quite a bit. I think we even saw last year a couple of the defensive linemen go down just celebrating a sack afterwards, just the way they jumped and landed. So it happens.
Right, and we've seen that in baseball, you know, the big walk-off home run, guys dancing around the plate, the whole team jumping up and down, guys with ruptured Achilles and knee sprains. So you really do have to be careful. Doug, listen, if we look at the amount of money that's being spent in the NFL this year, in the NBA, in the NHL, and certainly in Major League Baseball, there are millions, actually hundreds of millions of dollars on the table right now in keeping the pro athletes healthy. The pro athletes, and you know, are in really good hands. They have doctors and medical people around them, and you know, the Teddy Bridgewater incident is a classic example of fast acting, you know, professional medical help. Most people out there don't have them. So one of the things we really have to focus on is injury prevention at every level of the game.
Oh, absolutely. And we have access to it. It's funny. I talked to the, at a conference I was at, I talked to the Chicago Bulls orthopedic surgeon, and he said, you know, we see these professional athletes making millions of dollars, and to try to get them to do an injury prevention program sometimes is extremely difficult.
Yeah.
But it's out there, and we know that these programs are successful. We have, if you do the exercises properly and you spend the time at it, we can reduce the chances of non-contact ACL injury rates from 46 up to 90%.
That is a big number. We're talking with Doug Gilroy, physical therapist at Sherwood Park Sports Physiotherapy. So non-contact ACL program injuries can be decreased 46 to 90% with just some simple proactive preventative medicine. That's a staggering number and no-brainer if you think about it.
Well, we had one study a couple of years ago from Sweden, 4,500 female soccer players ages 12 to 17. All they did were six exercises. One group did the exercises, the other group didn't, and at the end of two seasons, I believe it was, 64% reduction in ACL injuries with just six exercises. So we planned, we looked at our Knee Fit program, we examined all the exercises, and those six exercises are in it, plus there's more. So we think if we do a little bit more work than just six exercises, we can actually have a bigger impact, and that's where the 90% comes in.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, if we look at the whole development of the injury prevention program, it can start really young. It starts with actual pure introductory athlete development. If you really think about it, movement patterns, muscle symmetry, and coordination type drills, it can start at a really young age at our developmental levels.
Yeah, we figure that if we can get these young athletes moving properly before they start to change and go into puberty, that we can have a big impact on them, and then we don't have to spend so much time later on dealing with them. So the earlier the better, as long as they're old enough and mature enough to understand the exercises and to put the time in, we typically find that's about age 10 to 11.
We're talking with Doug Gilroy, physical therapist at Sherwood Park Sports Physiotherapy. They've got a fantastic program there called the Knee Fit Program, which is designed to help prevent knee injuries before they ever become an issue. Interesting number, you know, that 70% of all ACL injuries are non-contact. And the idea of just some simple proactive type exercises and movement pattern training can have a huge impact on this. We know that at the higher levels of the game, injury prevention is such an important part of the program, but there's a lot of factors involved. The type of sport, the age of the athlete, and how about, Doug, the type of service you're training on? I mean, we've got all kinds of athletes doing all kinds of different sports, so the surfaces play a major role as well.
Yeah, the interaction between the shoe and the surface is really the key, so that interface between the two. So that's when that changes from weather conditions has an impact. So everything affects that. We have studies, you know, every study we seem to get that says the field turf is higher risk. We get another study saying the field turf, generation two field turf, is lower risk. So
right.
It's really difficult to put your finger on the impact, but at least it's not like the original generation one field turf that was definitely higher incidence of injury.
Yeah, the old AstroTurf, hardest cement.
And yeah.
Oh my gosh, you got it. We're talking with Doug Gilroy, physical therapist at Sherwood Park Physiotherapy. Founder and operator of a great program called the Knee Fit Program. Interesting to note the difference between male and female athletes as well. This is something that's really important for coaches out there.
Well, just the anatomy and the hormones really make the difference. It's testosterone allows the males to develop a little bit differently. They're about 33% stronger than their female counterpart. And so with the testosterone affecting the growth and development, and we end up with females having a little bit wider pelvis and a little bit looser joints in general. So those two factors together tend to lead to females moving and running differently. So you talk about females, you run like a girl. Well, we really actually do see a difference in how females and males run and move. Males tend to use their hamstring and glute muscles initially upon contact on running, jumping, landing, whereas females use their quad muscles. So if we can retrain through the Knee Fit program, if we can retrain them how to move, strengthen the right muscles, retrain them how to move, we can actually have an impact. And that's where we see the biggest difference in injury prevention, that we can get that 90% decrease in ACL injuries.
Yeah, we're talking with Doug Gilroy, physical therapist at Sherwood Park Sports Physiotherapy. Doug, you know what? One of the priorities here is to avoid that ACL damage and that reconstructive surgery at all costs, because, you know, the odds are not good going into that reconstructive surgery. We never, ever want to see a surgery, of course, but rebounding from a surgery for an athlete is not always as clear-cut as it sounds.
No, you know what? It's really scary, because the surgeons can tell you that the success rate of the surgery might only be a 7% failure rate, but they don't see the people or look at the numbers of athletes that are returning to sports. So if we look at competitive sports, an athlete with an ACL tear, only 55% or about 1 in 2 will return to competitive sports. And the chance of re-tear is about 15% on an ACL. And the interesting thing is it also shows that they're predisposed to it. So if you've torn one ACL, you have a 15% chance of a re-tear plus another 15% chance of a tear of the other knee. So that's a 30% chance that you're going to be back on the surgeon's table.
All the more reason for preventative medicine. We're talking to Doug Gilroy, physical therapist at Sherwood Park Sport Physiotherapy. They run a fantastic program there called the Knee Fit Program. So, Doug, let's talk about this. For everybody who's listening out there, what should they be looking for just as troubleshooting at home? Is there anything the coaches, parents, and athletes can think about? We know that knee tracking and knee stability is really important, but what do you guys look for in the Knee Fit Program?
Well, when we do a Knee Fit presentation, we'll meet with a team or a group of coaches. And we'll first do, with the athletes, we'll do a drop jump test. We'll videotape it, and then we'll draw the angles on the video and present them a picture of how they move. So that gives them an idea of what their movement patterns are like. So every athlete gets an idea to see if they're low risk, high risk, or extreme high risk. We do a 30-minute PowerPoint presentation so that they get to see how the injury occurs. once you do that with these young athletes, the buy-in goes way up, and they start to really pay attention to the exercises that we spend the next hour teaching them how to do exercises, strengthening and moving properly.
So, Doug, listen, an ounce of prevention here. There's no question about it. The numbers don't lie. It's just a state of human physiology right here. And we know for our active athletes, the odds aren't great coming back. So let's try to avoid this right off the start. If people want to get more information from you about your KneeFit program, or heck, have you come out and present to their teams, how can they do that? Because I really do believe every athlete and every team and every sport organization should be exposed to this.
Yeah, for sure. Number one, I'd say, don't let this happen to your child. You know, advocate for them. Ask your coach, do you have an injury prevention program in place that you use in the warm up? Are they taking the measures that are available to them to help prevent those injuries, because they're out there? So make sure that as a parent, you're checking with your coaches and and the organization, whether it's basketball, soccer, whatever it happens to be. Make sure they have a program in place. Make sure that your kids are safe. For us, SherwoodParkPhysio.com website is the best place to go, and then you follow the trail to get to the KneeFit program, and then contact us through that.
Yeah, fantastic. You guys have a great video on there as well, so great stuff. Well, listen, Doug, really appreciate it. You know, just it's a pretty timely conversation. Ricky Ray, of course, coming back now from an MCL sprain, and he's come back and played very, very well, so that's great to see. Terry Bridgewater, however, will watch his recovery with interest, and will, fingers crossed, this great young athlete gets back to playing at the level he was at before. And for everybody out there, the KneeFit program is just one of those great resources that can help them avoid injury. Appreciate the time today.
Great. Thanks, Jeff, for having me on.
There you go. A very important conversation looking at injury prevention, knee injuries and ACLs in particular. But injury prevention and athlete health has to be on the forefront of our thought process when we're designing programs, practice plans and competitive schedules. It all comes into play at every single level of sport. When we see a injury prevention program that can reduce the risk of injury by 46 to 90%, you have to take heed, and it's something you can work into your everyday schedule. If you take, for example, the FIFA 11 Plus program, it's a simple team warm-up program that's been shown to reduce injuries 30 to 70% if you use it on a regular basis. That means every time your team gets ready for a practice or every time they're getting ready for a game, a simple warm-up can reduce risk of injuries. Going through a proper screening, very important, and it's worth a bunch of money. We say, of course, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Well, if you're talking about the British pound, you're getting close, because in professional sports, get these numbers. Between 2009 and 2012, injuries cost NHL teams an estimated $218 million per year, with a salary loss to the players of $42.8 million per year. In 2014, knee injuries alone cost the NBA $358 million, and overall injuries in Major League Baseball in 2014 were pegged at $1.4 billion. More recently, in 2015, the average cost of player injuries in the game of soccer in the top four soccer leagues in the world was $12.4 million per team, and that equaled 10 to 30% of all player payroll lost to injury. So it's really important, not just in terms of player health, which is, of course, the number one factor when we look at injury prevention and performance programs, but also in managing the finances that make sport possible. And at the professional level, while we say an ounce of prevention, well, in professional sports, it's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Athlete, player health, injury prevention, a very important conversation, one I don't think we have quite often enough. We have to thank Doug Gilroy for joining us. And coming up in the next episode of Crush Performance, we're going to visit with U.S. Soccer to get to the bottom of why they decided to ban heading in youth players up to 10 years of age and limit the amount of heading between 11 and 13 years of age. We'll talk with their chief medical officer, Dr. George Champas. Next time on Crush Performance, we'll talk to you then.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Rich Schreier, inviting you to join us for the Southern California Baseball Report with me, RBI Rich, and the skipper, former big league manager, Kevin Kennedy. Each week, we take a look at the Angels and the Dodgers. It's the only podcast that takes care of all the baseball fans in Southern California. Please find us on TuneIn, Stitcher, and of course iTunes. And you can also find us on Facebook for all the latest information on our podcast. It's facebook.com/podcastdugout. Again, it's the Southern California Baseball Report with me, RBI Rich, and the skipper, Kevin Kennedy, on RadioInfluence.com.